From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Police in Texas continue to search for a motive for the mass killing of 26 people and the wounding of 20 more in Sutherland Springs, a small town near San Antonio, on Sunday. Freeman Martin is a spokesman for the Texas Department of Public Safety.
The cause and manner of the death in this, with the shooter, will be determined by a pathologist during the autopsy. However, investigators found evidence at the scene that indicates the subject may have died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Police say the subject was Devin Kelly, a 26-year-old dishonorably discharged U.S. airman. He opened fire on a small Baptist church. The victims were between the ages of 5 and 72. The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, said it appears that there was a connection between Kelly and the church. His wife's parents worshiped there occasionally, although they were not in attendance when Kelly used a weapon on Sunday similar to an AR-15 assault rifle. President Trump continues his aggressive push to get Asian leaders to agree to pursue ending North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. He spoke Monday alongside Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe about the North Korea crisis, and he defended his language on North Korea.
The era of strategic patience is over. Some people said that my rhetoric is very strong, but look what's happened with very weak rhetoric over the last 25 years. Look where we are right now.
From Japan, Mr. Trump will go to South Korea, then China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Iran nuclear agreement is working, and the decision by President Trump to decertify the agreement was made, quote, without any facts whatsoever and just pulled out of the sky.
The Iran nuclear agreement is working. It is doing precisely what it was set up to do. I've heard some people, including the President of the United States, say it's a violation, there's a violation of the spirit of the deal. Well, as one of the principal negotiators of that agreement, let me just say to you, there was no spirit of the deal. There is no spirit of the deal. The deal is contained within the four corners of the agreement itself, period.
Kerry spoke to a group in London on Monday. A new report warns that hunger is worsening in South Sudan, with an estimated 5.1 million people expected to face life-threatening food shortages at the beginning of 2018. The risk of famine is also increasing, as VOA's Jill Craig reports from Nairobi.
The food situation in South Sudan remains grim. According to a new report released by United Nations and humanitarian agencies and the government, it projects the number of people who are severely food insecure is likely to drop to 4.8 million for the last quarter of 2017. UN World Food Program regional spokesman Peter Smurden explains.
Intensified conflict and new displacement of people mean that the situation is actually worsening.
According to the report, there is currently no famine in South Sudan, after it had been declared in two counties of Unity State in February. Smurden says it was beaten back by a massive and sustained humanitarian response by aid agencies and donors. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross on Monday defended his sizable business relationships with Russian President Vladimir Putin's inner circle. He said there is no impropriety. Ross is a 79-year-old billionaire industrialist. He has a 31% stake worth $2 to $10 million in a shipping venture called Navigator Holdings, with connections to Putin's son-in-law and an oligarch who is subject to U.S. sanctions, and is Putin's judo partner, according to the newly leaked documents. But Ross said on the sidelines of a business conference in London, "I think the media has made a lot more out of this than it deserves." There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.